Welcome to Match of the Day magazine's World Cup show with me, Paz, and him, Ketch.
Hello. This is the World Cup show that's crying into its Cocoa Pops.
It's the World Cup show that really did think it was coming home.
The show that has started to build a statue of Gareth Southgate in every town square in England.
And the show that's probably going to change its name to the We Love Harry Maguire show.
Coming up this week, we've got our reaction to the fact football isn't coming home anymore. I'm going to take you inside my very own World Cup museum. We'll wow you with some stats, and I'll even teach Paz some French. Wish me luck. So, now we know the final of the 2018 World Cup will be between France and Croatia. It brings a tear to my eye just saying that, Paz. It was supposed to be the end of 52 years of hurt, the end of England failing at football, the end of heartbreak. It was supposed to be England in the final, Paz. Football was supposed to be coming home.
I know, but it just wasn't meant to be. An extra time defeat to Croatia has ended the dream for another 4 years at least. The Croatians just had too much. Well, they had Luka Modric, basically. A glorious footballer and part of probably the best midfield at this World Cup. England were superb in the first half and only 20 minutes away from the final. But they just couldn't quite do it.
But let's just take a step back from this. This is the team that was booed off the pitch against Iceland at the Euros just 2 years ago. It was the team that was knocked out of the World Cup in Brazil after just 7 days in 2014. And it's a team that didn't stand a chance going into the tournament. A team that was going to be returning home embarrassed.
But this is the summer that everything changed. A last-minute win of Tunisia, a 6-goal thumping of Panama, a first-ever World Cup penalty shootout win against Colombia, an easy-as-you-like quarter-final win against Sweden, and a nation started to believe. A nation started wearing waistcoats. Our young lions, our inexperienced young lions, could they really do the unthinkable and bring football home?
They got so, so close, Paz. But what they have done is give England its team back. They've given England a team to be proud of. A team that will now be genuine contenders at the next World Cup and the 2020 European Championships. Remember, by the way, both semi-finals and the final are going to be played at Wembley. So, football will actually be coming home.
Now, if you like history, the World Cup, museums and Ketch, you'll love this part of the show because it's time for Ketch's World Cup Museum. The problem is our museum is pretty empty at the moment. Well, it's completely empty. So, Ketch, it's your job to put 5 items from Russia 2018 into this museum. 5 things that will sum up the tournament for future generations.
Yes, I can do this.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, item number one. What have you got?
Right, this is easy. It's Gareth Southgate's waistcoat. There was a time, basically in June, that if you asked who wears waistcoats, the universal answer would have been snooker players and waiters. But now, there's only one answer. Gareth Southgate. His tailored waistcoat is the perfect mix of contemporary style and comfort, and it's going to take pride and place in my museum.
It certainly will do. Item two, what have we got?
I think I'm going to go with Harry Maguire's head. It weighs more than the moon, and along with the Great Wall of China, it's the only thing that can be seen from space. It's a big, weighty thing of beauty.
It definitely is a thing of beauty. Item number three.
Item three, it's Jordan Pickford's secret penalty shootout water bottle. Now, before the Colombia game, he studied their pen takers and wrote where he thought they'd place their pens on his water bottle. Then, during the shootout, he read the bottle and guessed right for every player except Falcao, who changed his mind and went down the middle.
Item number four.
Item number four, I'm going to go for the England training top. Are you seeing that? The blue and red retro detail on the chest. I love it. The best kit of the World Cup, and we trained in it. What a waste.
What a waste indeed. Number five.
This is the most precious item in the museum, okay? I mean, I say item. It's not really an item. It's more of a moment. I want to put the moment Kieran Trippier's free kick hit the back of the net into this museum. It was the highlight of the tournament for me. The moment where it felt like football was actually coming home. So it'll be great to have that in the museum from time to time. And I'll get the moment out and relive it because it was really, really brilliant. Now it's time for our top 5 players of the 2018 World Cup so far. DJ, hit that music.
Five. It's not Donatello, it's not Michelangelo, it's not Leonardo, and it's definitely not Splinter. It's Raphael. He's a hero, but not in half shell. It's Raphael Varane, France's imperious centre-back.
Four. That four, the Spanish call him El Gato, which translates as the cat. Not because he gets stuck in trees or because he chases butterflies around the garden, but because of his agility. He's been superb in Russia. At four, it's England keeper Jordan Pickford. Meow.
Three.
At three, it's the Three Lions' main man, the captain, the leader, the legend. Remember England's last King Harold? He got an arrow in his eye and he fell off his horse back in 1066. But 952 years later, we've got a new King Harold, Harold Kane.
Two.
At two, step aside Ronaldo, jog on Messi and take another dive Neymar. This is the man who's going to be gobbling up Ballon d'Ors for the next decade. He's French, he's quick and he's très très bon. At number two, it's Kylian Mbappe.
One.
But this week's number one, he's the man who passed England out of the World Cup. Even the mention of his name brings England fans out in cold, cold sweat. It's the Croatian. It's the Real Madrid superstar. It is Luka Modric.
Okay, pals, all the attention now turns to the final. Croatia versus France. You've got to say that France are the favourites. And I want to quiz you on some French, so you're ready for Sunday, okay?
Jeez, okay. Yeah, go on then. Here we go.
Right, number one. Je m'appelle Paul Pogba.
Je m'appelle. Germs on it. Apple, germs. Paul Pogba's apple's got germs on it.
No, pals. It means my name is Paul Pogba. Right, next one. Kylian Mbappé est très, très rapide.
Rubber dinghy rapids. Kylian Mbappé loves rubber dinghy rapids?
No. It means Kylian Mbappé is very fast. Right, last one. Didier Deschamps est un petit français.
Petit filou. Didier Deschamps exists solely on a diet of petit filou, and what a wonderful diet that would be.
You, my friend, are useless. It's Didier Deschamps is a little Frenchman.
Well, he is a little Frenchman, yeah. It's time for another top five. It's the top five things that Croatia has given the world.
At five, it's one of the most iconic kits in football. It's their mint red and white Czech football shirt that looks like a novelty chessboard.
At four, it's the only person to win the men's singles title at Wimbledon as a wild card. It's retired tennis player Goran Ivanišević.
At three, it's the necktie, originally known as a cravat. It was worn by Croatian soldiers on their visit to France in the 17th century. The French king liked it so much that he ordered one to be made for himself, and the rest is history. The new fashion style became so popular, it quickly spread all over Europe.
At two, it's that annoyingly good central midfielder again, Luka Modric.
And at number one, the best thing to come from Croatia is everyone's favourite black and white spotty dog, the Dalmatian. Woof woof. Right, there's just enough time for some playground ammo to impress your mates and prove you are the ultimate World Cup expert.
Okay, England scored 9 goals from set pieces at the 2018 World Cup, the most by any team in a single World Cup tournament since 1966.
Olivier Giroud has now played over 7 hours of football at the 2018 World Cup without managing a single shot on target.
Since reaching their first final in 1998, France have reached more finals than any other nation.
Brazil have been eliminated by a European nation in each of the last 4 World Cups. France beat them in 2006, the Netherlands knocked them out in 2010, Germany knocked them out in 2014, and this year, Belgium put them out in the quarterfinals.
Okay, this week's issue of Match of the Day magazine is on the shelves now. It's available in all good newsagents and supermarkets, and some terrible ones too. Ketch, tell our listeners what's inside this week's World Cup final issue.
Yes, Paz, it's a belter. We reveal our World Cup dream team. The 11 men who've made our team in the tournament, it really is a formidable lineup. We also say bonjour to the king of French football, Kylian Mbappé, and we reveal why he could make history this summer. We've also got your ultimate guide to the World Cup final. We've got all the action results and amazing photos from Russia 2018. We look at the iconic number 10 shirt and reveal who's been the best number 10 at the World Cup, and there's even a chance to win an Xbox One.
Well, Ketch, you actually have a ticket for the final in Moscow on Sunday, so I want you to give me a prediction. What's going to happen?
I want to see 4 French goals, and I think I'm going to see 3 Croatian goals. 4-3 France. That's what I want to see, and that's what I think I'm going to see.
An absolute classic.
4-3. Fingers crossed. What about you, Paz?
I think 4-3 may be a bit adventurous. Maybe a 2-0 to the French, I think. Well, that's it for this week's World Cup show.
If you've liked what you've heard, then hit the subscribe button and write us a lovely review.
And don't forget to tell your mates.
Next week, we'll be looking back at the 2018 Russia World Cup.
Oh, it's going to be emotional.
Make sure you join us then.
See ya.
See ya.